This is Mental, the podcast to destigmatize mental health. I'm Bobby Timps.
I'm Danny Hogan.
Each Thursday, we delve into a factor or condition that influences the mind and how to better manage it. With special guests and stats you can trust, here we go. Whilst interviewing comedians performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, I asked a few of them the same question. With mental illness being overrepresented in the comedy community, particularly in terms of depression and anxiety conditions, why do they think this is? First up, Zoe Lyons.
I think it's reflecting society and us thankfully talking about mental health more, and the fact that comedians aren't generally, you know, there's something slightly askew in a lot of comedians' minds, and a lot of us will have experienced some form of mental illness at some point. It's super that, you know, there'll be people in the audience who have stuff to relate to. My mind, personally, I also think it's all right to have flippant comedy as well that's absolutely related to nothing and just make people laugh. So there's a place for all of it in there, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if people want to catch your show at the Edinburgh Fringe?
They've got to be quick. I'm only here until the 21st of August. So I'm doing a short run, which, can I tell you, categorically, is absolutely much better for my mental health. Just doing 2 weeks at the Edinburgh Fringe. So I'm at the Gilded Balloon every night until the 21st of August at 9 o'clock in the Debating Hall. And the show is called Entry Level Human.
Next, Dave Chawner.
I think it's a nice way to have the space and the excuse to analyse things and make sense of things. And actually, like, if you look at most comedy, it's quite dark. Even if it's Michael McIntyre talking about, like, he's worried that he's not a very good dad, or even if it's like Rod Gilbert saying, you know, like, I'm really angry all the time, those are actually really dark things. And the comedy is like the pinprick of the balloon that helps kind of release that tension. And I think a lot of people use it as a mask so that people will be distracted by the actual content of what they're saying. Great example, like Robin Williams. But I think comedy can also be used as a communication tool, because when people are laughing, they're listening. When they're listening, they can learn, and you can kind of use that in order to make mental health palatable, which is what I'm trying to do. So if you want to come and see my show, I'm at Cabaret Voltaire, 6:20 every day.
Next, Ashley Story.
I think that there's an overrepresentation in the industry of comedy because it's a place where we can take all of the things that we'd be ashamed of and display them proudly and make people laugh. And there's something very therapeutic about that, to take that bad feeling that you know shouldn't be joyful and squeeze joy out of it in the form of an audience roaring with laughter.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just conning you into being our therapists and listening to our weird issues.
I love that. And if people want to go see your show?
They can see me at the Edinburgh Festival until the 25th of August at the Counting House on West Nicholson Street from 5:30 p.m.
That was very slick. That's the most slick one we've had. Well done.
It's my radio voice.
And last up, Scott Gibson.
I chose to do the show because at the time when I was writing a show for Edinburgh, my mind couldn't really focus on anything. So I thought, I'll do a show about this and almost not put it to bed, but I'll allow this year to be when I talk about stuff that I'm feeling, and then I'll go back to doing another story next year once I get my head clear. And it just so happens that this has been the year where mental health is the big thing. And I was very conscious that I never wanted my agent or my manager to push the mental health thing. I think the industry can impact dramatically on people's mental health, because some of the best comics, some of the best comedy minds you'll ever find, it affects their health because they think, what do I have to do? Because everyone seems to be chasing this idea of fame or fortune. But if you want to chase the fame or you chase the fortune in the short term, then you have to maybe change who you are, or change the style you have, or change the things you talk about, or how you present yourself in order to do that. And that, I think that can be extremely damaging, because people tend to be dropped quicker for the next, you know, young, hot thing. Or they then become a version of themselves that's not true, and that reflects in the material because it's not what they really are anymore. At the end of it, it's maybe funny, it's maybe comedy. We're privileged that we get to do this for a job. And if you allow it to, it can consume you. I mean, we were talking about the posters earlier on, you know, the money that people spend, well, that the debt that people will get themselves into just so they can try and show themselves. So it's a hard one. That's why you have to, I think, just for me anyway, from day one, keep your stable small. Have one or two people around you who know you, who can advise and who you value your opinion, and then just decide early on what you want and then just go your own path. And that's it. Done.
And if people want to go see your show, where would they find it?
Gilded Balloon TV in the Billiard Room every day 6:15 until the 26th of August.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, man.
If you do catch the end of the festival, you can get tickets at edfringe.com. Find further show recommendations from us by expanding the full episode description. That's everything for this bonus episode. We'll be back with our next interview as part of the comedy and mental health mini-series on Thursday. The guest for that one will be Zoe Lyons. Thank you for listening. For a list of our recommended resources, visit mentalpodcast.co.uk. And remember, we are in no way a substitute for qualified counselling or other mental health support. Our show is edited and produced by the brilliant Pete Murta, with licensed music by NetSky. Links in the description. Speak to you next Thursday, and remember, you are enough.